John Batchelor, this is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report, with Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She's in Bogota. Colombia is a great ally of the United States. It's one of the stable cultures for generations in Latin America, in the hemisphere, and it is now under severe threat from whom? Whom and why? So, Joseph, I begin with you because Maria's passionate explication of what we're seeing in this video and the driver of it and the risk, the existential risk to Colombia, these are protests from the left, but they certainly looked organized. It didn't look to me like these people who were ransacking that house were in any way frightened of authorities. There is said to be in the news a tax increase proposed by President Duque that is said to have been withdrawn because it ignited these protests. Is that what started the protest, Joseph, or is this more organized? Has this been going on for some time? You remember last year, I believe, or maybe it was 2019, we talked about protests in Bogota that were driven by unusual forces. So what is driving this, Joseph?
John, I think I want to echo what Senator Cabal was saying. This isn't a normal national protest. We see protests in Latin America all the time, and not just recently. We've seen them over many decades. But what we've seen recently, and you referenced 2019, and I think that's the first time we've kind of very started to systematically witness how these protests were being subverted, was in the fall and winter of 2019. It happened in Ecuador, it happened in Chile, and it also happened in Colombia. But I think what we're seeing now is how these protests become subverted. So if we try to unpack this, you have at least three different groups in any protest in Latin America, and this is truly the case in Colombia. You have the protesters that are expressing legitimate grievance. In this case, it was over the tax reform. But it could be over any kind of grievance. It could be over healthcare. It could be over whatever. But then you have another group that comes that's really just an opportunist group, that they're vandals, they're criminals, and they're looking to just exploit the situation because there's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of lack of economic opportunities, and people are just looking to exploit things for their benefit. But lastly, there's a third group, which is the most important group, which is a subversive group of different illicit actors that don't have any care about the grievance, don't have any care about the cause of the protest, and are only there because they want to escalate things towards vandalism and violence to be able to attack the state. In this case, it's the government of President Iván Duque. See, the defense minister of Colombia elaborated this in the beginning of last week when he mentioned at least six criminal groups that were involved in the protest, most notably naming the FARC, the dissidents of the FARC, ELN, and also these M19 youth movements. Just a few days ago, and Senator Cabal mentioned this, in Cali, they arrested one of these ELN urban guerrilla commanders who was planning violence and potentially even paying people to be involved in the protest and to escalate them towards violence. So this is definitely, there's some level of coordination and systematic effort, but the most important part of this, and I think where President Duque needs to focus, is on the high level use of disinformation. This is the big lesson from the previous protests in Chile and Ecuador and elsewhere, was that outside actors would capitalize on the protests and use high levels of disinformation to both confuse the population and to exacerbate the protests till they come to unprecedented and untenable levels. There's a study in Miami that we're examining at my center that's already identified 7,753 troll accounts on Twitter and other social media platforms that are essentially spreading false narratives and fake news about the Colombian protests worldwide. When you dig into these troll accounts, you find out they don't even originate in Colombia. They're based out of click farms in Bangladesh, Mexico, and Venezuela, with servers based in Russia and China. I've seen Chinese Twitter accounts talking about what's going on in Cali, Colombia, putting out videos without context and getting people to think that the police are purposely massacring the Colombian people. So the disinformation effort is something that's consistent in all these different approaches that we've seen in Latin America over the last couple of years. And it's something that the Duque government needs to really get a handle on, because that's what's destroying his legitimacy with the Colombian people.
Maria, I connect Joseph's remarks about a server farm in Bangladesh and other places, Venezuela. I connect that with your report and also mentioning Russia as part of the suspicion for driving propaganda, disinformation. I connect that with your report and Joseph's report about the fighting along the Colombia border. You sent videos some weeks ago about Colombian soldiers wounded in gunfights with cocaine warlords, I believe that's what you identified at the time. But you have also said that you believe your border is vulnerable to bad actors from Venezuela. Is Venezuela part of the story here, these protests? Are there Venezuelans participating in these protests in Bogota and Cali, or are there Venezuela cocaine warlords taking advantage of this that you can identify in Bogota?
Yes. Maduro and his very close friends have said publicly that Colombia will going to suffer of like the Bolivarian winds. That's how he called it. And after they made that speech, Maduro and Diosdado Cabello, remember, this is another of the evil friends of Maduro and from former Chavez, riots start raging here. These rioters, some of them have confessed that they are paid. They use poor people, Colombian people, and also Colombian criminal groups from the lowest neighborhoods, and they use the criminal Venezuelan groups that are here. Since the last year and a half, the migration start changing. We have more than 2 million migrants, and the last 2 years came many strange people, what I think are from the colectivos. The colectivos from Maduro and from Chavez, as you know, that in Venezuela they do the same. They get into the neighborhoods, they destroy everything, they kill people. So here, when you see the riots, there is a mixture of Colombians, but mainly Venezuelan that has came lately from the colectivos. It's not the Venezuelan worker, it's not the Venezuelan that is escaping the regime, is criminals. There are criminals that has been sent because this is not normal. Many of the crimes that has been committed during that riots are from that people that are organized and paid. But also, when I send you the videos, is to show you that in our long frontier with Venezuela, that is more than 1,000 kilometers, there is a path of cocaine route. So that's mainly their fights, and the Venezuelan army fighting along with Ivan Marquez group, who recently, 2 days ago, showed a video to the Colombians pushing the protest to get into the presidential house, the presidential residence. So he's pushing. He looks happy. He said that the revolution is coming. So all this is linked, of course. And remember that a month and a half ago, the Russian diplomats were expulsed from Colombia.
Yes, yes.
And 3 days ago, remember, 3 days ago, one of the Cuban members of the embassy was also expulsed from Colombia.
Russia and Cuba. And Joseph, that connects to your reports about Russian trainers in Venezuela. We'll move to other parts of the New World, but right now we're identifying Colombia as a target for bad actors. At this point, unknown. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature in Bogota. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.